All right, we are plugged in and ready to rumble. It's the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and Jason Woodforth is plugging in with me today for our usual chat and gives us a chance to chill out and go over all the latest for our listeners out there. So it's Monday the 21st here in Sydney, Australia, of November, and time is flying. Got a bit to cover today as well. So everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. Contact me through there anytime, and always plenty going up, folks. Lots going up indeed. And thanks to the Kraz members as well. Can't do it without you. Like this, I just can't. So you guys are awesome. You help me to continue and keep that website up and keep me talking here. Really helps. And for listeners out there who hear the podcast, you can support me over on krazfiles.com. Just click on one of the banners and you can sign up for $5 Australian a month. It's really nothing, and just helps me cover the costs and keep the website up. Got members going in and out all the time, and I do need more into next year to really continue here. So members really help me. And there is a members area as well that we've built, which is great. There's a chat room and things in there. And I do the Night Watch podcast each night that I'm not on with guests to cover all the latest. And I like to take a look at what's going on here in Australia on the ground. And I do that for the Kraz Files members. So really worth it. And the website going well. So please enjoy. And I'll put Jason's couple of links up there if you want to say hi to him or contact. Jason, of course, is in Brisbane, or just out of Brisbane in Queensland. It's good to get Jason's perspective. Having a look, because I am here in Sydney, coastal, Northern Beaches in New South Wales, Sydney, and Jason's over the border in Queensland. So he has a different perspective of what he is seeing up there. And he's got some information to cover today. Always good to have you on, buddy.
Mike, thank you.
Unbelievable times. I was just having a giggle yesterday on the Night Watch podcast. I was having a laugh about the new British PM, the Indian guy. He's gone over to meet the Ukrainian president in the middle of a war zone. And yeah. I know you love this stuff. And we loved Sean Penn, the actor, giving his Oscar award to another actor. The president of Ukraine, that was absolutely epic. But still, yeah, still going on. We're still here, 100%. Just looking at some news last night and going through things, you know, they're still recommending masks in almost every state in Australia. You know, we're definitely still here, as we always say with you. So we just continue to break it all down, stay alert. Keep aware, folks, of the clown world system that's going on, because it's really crazy, really crazy, really crazy time. Anyway, what's going on your end?
Well, Adam, I do need to start it with we are still here, people. This is not going away. And as I joked to you during the week, we should actually title all my podcasts that, and this one is episode 56. I don't know how many episodes we've done, but if ever we do it, I'll start with 56, because what's gematria, coronavirus in gematria? 56. You know, Anthony Fauci, 56. Toilet paper, 56. Mind control, 56. 56 is the corona number. But as I did learn, 201 is the Jesuit number more so than anything else. But hence, you know, event 201, the reflection of 201 as well. Pope lives in suite 201. His name is 201. Bill Gates is 201. And he ran event 201. So, yeah, but the thing that Sean Penn did this week, giving his Oscar to Zelensky, that's just the mockery of mockery. I just don't think from all this last 3 years there's anything more in our face than just showing that there's one actor giving something to another actor, and Zelensky is just acting. And yet with what's his name, Rishi Sunak, whatever his name is, from the new PM in the UK, now he's gone over. Now, what's the list of celebrities have gone over now? Adam, are we up to around 10? You know, there's about at least six prime ministers have gone over, probably four to six bloody actors and musicians that have gone over.
Ben Stiller.
And if you look at the map of all the bombing, why would you take the risk? You know, Boris went over there in a train, just sailed across in a train, probably made a phone call to Putin first. Well, again, there's no war. Putin, I'm going on this train track. Can you just miss me? And if they want to take this place out, why don't they just take Zelensky out?
But Russia has Russia. If Russia could just take them all out in a couple of minutes, I mean, I mean, they're dragging it on because it's all intentional and by design, yeah. And as you said, the ultimate form of mockery, one actor to the other, giving him an award.
Yeah,
for his great acting skills. And, yeah, keep it on your desk. And when this is all over, you can come to Malibu and you can give it back. But I really want you to keep it. I feel good if it's here with you, he said. I thought he was going to break out a tear. unbelievable. Of course, Ben Stiller, he went over, the Jewish actor in Hollywood. And it's been a never-ending conga line during a war. And now the British PM has zoomed in. Even though there's a war going on and cities are being bombed and flattened, they've found the time to shake hands and have another meeting.
And Adam, just of that meeting, just think, he's just become the new PM. Do you think he's going to go over there for the 88 million? Wouldn't you just send that over saying, Zelensky, it's coming over? Why go and deliver it? Does that make any sense? You've just become PM and this is one of your most important things to go and do? This is just, the mockery is unbelievable. But, you know, like I said at the beginning, like, we are still here. This is not going away. That really does refer to coronavirus in a way. But everything they're doing, because this war has been going on, this fake war has been going on since February. But let's go back to the COVIDs, is that as of today, we apparently still got 10,000 cases here in Queensland. China's apparently just recorded their first death in 6 months, taking their tally to, I think it was 5,500 and something. Now, hang on a second. How would you go 6 months without a death when you had 5,000 in the first place? Does any of this make sense, people? No, because it's all fake numbers. They're fudging everything. It's a fake. It's just fake. Everything's fake. There's a flu and a cold out there, and people die every day, and that's it. But throw a case of media in there, and there's your virus. The media are the virus. Turn your TV off, people. No, this coronavirus isn't a little bit worse than the flu. It does not exist. You've got the flu or a cold. Keep in mind that in the doctor's handbook, they do label, Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, they label a common cold a coronavirus. Pretty sure in the doctor's handbook. So even the flu is not a coronavirus. And a coronavirus is nothing more than a cold. That's all it is, and it is termed a coronavirus. It doesn't have all these variants. That's an utter crap. That's bullshit, all right? Everyone has a different way of getting out of that cold, and it's just as simple as that. Man, seriously, I just can't believe that we got 10,000 cases here right now. We're not in lockdown. We're not being forced to wear masks, but for the first 2 years we were, and we had businesses go out of business. We had people kill themselves. You'd think we'd be getting to a point where people are going, you know what, this is bullshit. 10,000 cases a day, not wearing masks, and you guys locked us down. I lost my house. I lost my business. I lost my partner. I lost this. I lost that. But no, they got away with it just like they got away with 9/11. They know they can. They got away with 9/11. What did people arc up about and say, bullshit, this was an inside job? They got away with it. Now they got away with this. And we just go on as normal. Oh, it's okay. That just happened. But let's get on with life. That's how brain dead and careless. This is worldwide. But it's the old Australian saying, oh, she'll be right, mate. Well, I tell you what, when the shit really hits the fan, when they really bring in the last bits of plans, you'll be going, how the frig did we get here? Because you kept on saying, it's okay, she'll be right, mate.
That's right. Yep.
And it's not going to be right one day. One day. And Adam, just looking at my notes here, I've got a few little things I've made up in a die suddenly. What's this whole die suddenly thing really ramping up? And one of the candidates for the Victorian electorate this week has just died suddenly. Died.
That's suddenly. Right.
Heaps never seen.
I mean, nothing that I'm seeing around me, but, you know, I was saying this, like, I'm not seeing anyone die around me, and I haven't had any close people or anything, like, but you are seeing it.
Yeah.
All over the shop. Yeah, it's also, did I read it out last night? Maybe I don't have it on me. I don't know. It was. I did have it. Was Bill Gates talking about death panels anyway, wanting to establish death panels because he thinks there's going to be so much death in the future, but the medical costs are going to be too high. That's what I was covering last night. And Justin Trudeau in Canada, how they're relaxing the euthanasia laws. So you can, you know, you can sort of go and get assisted dying signed off on for all sorts of things now, even if you're diabetic.
Yes.
Even if you've had a bad day at work, you can go and get a doctor sign off for that and go and get killed. You know, I'm sure Justin, as I was saying, Justin will love that. So it's just ghastly. Ghastly, what they're saying, and now Bill Gates saying that. Obviously, they're preparing for some kind of mass die-off event, but maybe it's just happening incrementally, just here and there, not enough to take notice.
Hang on, I'll write a note down because I'll research something on that mass die-off thing because there's an article about 8 billion people in the world as of Tuesday, but there's about to be a massive decline, and I never got to read the article.
Yeah, that's right. They're still coming out of the papers too, from the Mail Online. Health: climate change is making migraines, strokes, and dementia more severe. A common review claim. So you're getting all this now as well. They're still going.
Man,
it's just insane. It's and I just couldn't believe the UK papers from the Sun and everything. I was putting them up as well. Like every second article is on heart attacks. You're going to have a heart attack. All the symptoms, the signs that you need to know. Heart attacks can come on any moment. Severe heart attacks, death, you know, from these papers over there in the UK. And then you look at the articles recommended underneath and it just keeps going and going. One sad thing I did cover last night on the Night Watch podcast was these poor people, you know, in Australia who have had these terrible reactions to the vaccines or the jabs, who can't get any compensation.
Oh, Adam.
And they were talking about how bad the so-called compensation scheme is in Australia, and they're not paying out anyone. So this is what I warned of last year. I said, if you get injured from one of these jabs, like this lady I was reading out, this is a constellation of neurological chronic disorders, and their lives are ruined. They're about to be homeless. This is just one family. People are suffering, and the government are saying, you know what, that's not a good enough reason. We're not giving you a cent. And they actually feel like they're being lumped into the anti-vaxxer basket. So we knew this was coming. We knew it was coming. Tough days for these people, mate, but they were warned.
We gave them enough information. The evil people themselves really gave them the truth in plain sight. You know, but they decided not to do any research. I have no sympathy. I just need a lot of people to start dying real quick soon so that we can wake up the people en masse enough to make the change required.
Well, technically the best people would be alive, wouldn't they, to take back the world? Because all the idiots will be killed off.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you take one of those jabs? I mean, what would be wrong with you mentally to accept that?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's incredible that people question almost everything. They question the cars that they buy. They question what their kids eat, what they eat. You see them in the supermarkets picking up the products, looking at the back of the box, making sure there's no canola oil in there, you know, fussing and fart-assing and fucking around about everything that they do. They want to know everything. They want to make sure that they're getting the best deal, you know. But when it comes to getting injections in your body, none of them cared. There's no questions asked with the vaccine industry. It's just you do it. And it's just unbelievable, that attitude, that people wouldn't apply the attitude of care that they have in their day-to-day lives and about being questioning everything to these jabs. They just didn't. But everything else they will. That's the thing. They'll question everything. I mean, it's pretty hard to trick people with things and scams and stuff. If you try to get money off someone or do something like that, they'll be pretty funny. They'll make calls and they'll ask cop. They'll question things and everything. People really question things about everything. But when it comes to those needles in your body, no one questioned it. And it's just a sad state of affairs to me.
Absolutely. Well, Adam, a lot of we've just mentioned before, exactly what we're doing. We're prepared to question this, this, and this. But when we're prepared to question what's been going on, we just don't, right? That's a good segue into a book that I'm about to start reading called The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose. Now, if you're listening to this, put it on pause, go into amazon.com.au and just type in The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose, because if you look at the table of contents, right, one. So the most dangerous superstition is actually believing that the government has authority over you. Okay, pretty much all sums that up, right? You know, police don't have authority over you. Governors have authority over you. No one has authority over you, but we're believed, we're led to make that thing. Because when a cop pulls you over, he thinks he's got the power over you. No, he's not. He's got a gun and fucking a handcuffs and a bloody taser. That's why he's got power over you. And then they're in a cult and they're thugs and bullies and they operate in gangs, because if you say no within just minutes, right, you're going to have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cops around you, aren't you? And we've seen that all too often in Melbourne and Sydney. Before you know it, there's just cops swarming. And that's why they've got the power over you, because they just basically overpower you. But they don't, and government don't have the power over you either. So this most dangerous superstition is believing that is the case. You know, the table of contents, preparing the reader. I get the preparing the reader. Like, reader, you've got to be prepared for what you're about to read, because it might be going against everything you believe in or were led to believe in, right? Then it goes with starting with the punchline. I wonder what the punchline is, whether we're just the suckers. I don't know. I can't wait to read this book. Identifying the enemy. The enemy is the grubberment. The grubberment is your enemy, people. Offshoots of the superstition, attempting to rationalize the irrational. You can't argue with dumb. That's the problem. And people will read this book that are that dumb, and they can finish reading and just go, that was a stupid book, and they won't get any little bit of it. The secret ingredient, the excuse of necessity, letting go of the myth. Some people just will not be able to let go. That's one that they've got to try and read. Why is the myth tempting? Well, that's the matrix. You're in the matrix. The myth is tempting because I'd rather just be plugged into the safety and security. The religion of government. Government is a religion, man. This book, I cannot wait to read. Adding more immoral violence. Who gave them the right? Exactly. Who gave them the right? The unavoidability of judging. The effects of the superstition. Can't wait to see that. Effects of the myth. The divine right of politicians. They have no divine right. Politicians, and I was one of them, I couldn't believe the right these politicians thought they had. They're absolute pigs. They're scums, the majority of them. The effects on the enforcers. Now, I believe that'll be about the cops and the armies. Following orders. Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that one, because people love following orders. Teaching blind obedience. Making monsters. Okay, making monsters, I dare say, will be about the evil. But then demonizing the victims, that'd be demonizing us that know the truth, what the badge means. I'm sure that's about the cops and how important it is to them. Noble motives. I want to get proudly committing evil, but hang on. Proud to be robbed, proud to be controlled. I mean, that's in a nutshell. So many people are proud to be enslaved into a taxation system that just keeps going on up and up and up, and are proud to be controlled. I mean, why would you want to be robbed of control? But sadly, we go back to the matrix and boom, you just love it. The good funding the evil. I mean, this book just nails everything. We fund evil. That's exactly how it works. You know, when all those small businesses got closed down, where did Amazon shares go and their profits? Sky high. Amazon is run by evil, and us good little people that shut our shops down, not that I did, I was forced, we funded their evil. Digging their own graves. That's all the people digging their own graves. I mean, this just goes on, mate. The most dangerous superstition, I just cannot wait to start reading. It's a bloody long book. I don't know how long. I can't see the pages. But there is like 30 or 40 tables of contents there and chapters. So, yeah, there you go. Adam, probably the best book that maybe in that book we could find how we crack the real dumbasses. Because if we could crack the dumbasses with just something, maybe we could wake them all up. I don't know.
Do we need to start in Victoria?
who are going to elect Dan Andrews again
what's
this Saturday?
What's it going
to
take? What's it going to take to wake people up out of this Victorian syndrome? Because I think it's gone beyond Stockholm. Why are people, even the mainstream media and Sky News are baffled? They're doing reports on it. They're absolutely, the mainstream media are baffled. They can't understand why anybody in that state would be supporting this guy. Because there seems to be enough support to get him over the line. And did you see him come out the other day, Jason? Did I send you that clip of Daniel Andrews calling minor parties, independent parties, anybody who goes against him, it's like that they're Nazis and anti-Semites and racists.
Racists.
They're basically terrorists, And so you can't have an opposing political party in Victoria. You can't have you can't even have Liberal. You can't have One Nation. You can't have UAP. You can't have independent senators. You can't have minor and independent smaller parties. Nobody can exist in the state of Victoria because he is the beacon of light. And you're just not allowed because if you don't do what he says, Dictator Dan, then you are a racist and an anti-Semite, a homophobe, and basically a domestic terrorist. I mean, this guy's out of his marbles.
Mate, he threw every single candidate bar Labor candidates under the bus with that press conference.
Everybody.
Was just to make sure that you thought of everyone else but a Labor. It was he's basically got to be anti-Semitic, racist, terrorist, you name it. It was just absolutely disgusting, but that's how Labor operates. And look, just while I sit on this most dangerous superstition, people don't think we can do a world without leaders, without rulers. But this book, one of the chapters, A World Without Rulers, it is absolutely possible. There's also organization without authority, totally possible. Defense without authority, totally possible. But I'll tell you what, one reason why it's a lot of this wouldn't be possible with the current sickness we've got here in this world is with all the vaccines that have been given over the years. Because, again, I go to the 8 billion people. I segue again. 8 billion people, but it's going to be massively declining because fertility rates are dropping. The fertility rates are dropping because of the vaccinations, okay? Mm. And there is absolute 100% proof in three countries in South Africa or three areas where they have knowingly and found out that they vaccinated girls between 14 and 40 to make sure they were no more fertile. That's what's going to happen. And that's absolutely, you can Google search that and find it left, right, and center. But I go back to, 8 billion people going down. But sorry, we're going to struggle with a lot of these things because the rate of mental health is just like off chart. And when I say mental health, I don't just mean depression. I mean people that just are messed up badly in the head that just don't care about other people because they're chemically so imbalanced. And they're so imbalanced from the food we eat, the water we drink, and the vaccinations and all the medication. So I don't know how we could actually pull out of this nosedive we're in. The only way I can think of is us that didn't get vaccinated probably eat healthy, probably exercise, probably do the right thing. So when everyone else dies, we're actually going to be back to people who we actually can work in a non-authoritarian system. It's probably the only way because right now, mate, where I live up here, the next suburb up is Caboolture, and OMG, it's known as the meth capital of Australia. You know, and it probably vies for that title. But, you know, we've got people that are just messed up, and I just don't know how we can do it unless we get them all locked away, which I don't agree with. Because if you want to use meth, it's your own, you know, as long as you don't do harm to me, I don't care what you do. Okay. But they're so off their face all the time. I don't know how we pull out of this nosedive with the current population we got. So, yeah, we need to thin the herd.
I guess they could go to Canada and just be killed.
Yeah.
Mm. Assisted dying.
Yep, absolutely. And Adam, I go on to my notes here. Poland missile strike. Forget the Poland missile strike. That would have probably just been a setup there. The floods we're getting here, I'm going to go bounce a bit over the place here. The Ag Force came out. I don't know whether I've already said this on the program last time, but I don't think so. Ag Force commentator said, we don't have to worry about food in this country with all the floods because we make three times the amount of food than we actually need. Hello? Hello, people. That means these prices shouldn't be going up and there shouldn't be stock shortages on shelves. The stock shortages on shelves are on purpose. And then make you live in fear and panic. It's all it is. It's been since the day toilet paper went out, the same day in five countries. That's not even possible, right? Especially when everyone found out it was all out before they went to go and grab some. They ran us out over the weekend in five countries, and boom, that was the panic psyop. And to this day, they still play that card. You go into a Coles or Woolies, and you find me every single shelf of toilet paper full like they used to be. Not a chance. there's spots everywhere because they want to keep you living in panic, in fear, and it's working.
That's right.
Fucking awesomely.
I got some things in Aldi supermarket the other day and no toilet paper, empty.
There you go. There you go.
And Woolworths as well. Like, yeah, spots all everywhere. Definitely. Yeah. And so there's definitely that little there's still that fear psyop thing going on in it. They're keeping people spooked. And even the Golem, Professor Paul Kelly, the Golem. That's what I call him. Have you seen this guy? He looks like the Golem. This sweaty character, Professor Paul Kelly. Yeah, he's coming out and telling you, don't be scared, but just be alert. He's really feeding on the fear, this guy. And it was because of this Golem that were the traffic light COVID system was recommended for Queensland. Because now you're on amber, right? And this is on the back of him. So, you know... And this has been it's all on the back of this guy, and I was watching him get grilled there by a couple of senators, and he was so arrogant. He doesn't care less. He could not care less.
No.
Obviously, like Andrews, you know, big backing. But it, there was a thing that just popped up. I don't know if you can look into it, Jason. I can't on my phone at the moment. But someone's put up a thing here on the Telegram channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here from Daily Mail, furious families claim they're not allowed to see their dying relatives in hospitals as COVID madness strikes Australia again. Unbelievable. This is happening in Melbourne under dictator Daniel Andrews. So again, apparently this is in one of the big papers. So there you go. People are being withheld from seeing loved ones because of I was thinking, will Daniel Andrews call a pandemic the week before the Victorian elections? Because if you're looking at it politically, even the Libs have turned on him and they're not given the preferences, so he's got a lot against him and he's lashing out, obviously. But will he call a pandemic? Because he wants people to he did threaten that there might be some kind of outbreak, and he wants people to mail their votes in. So I don't know what tricks he's going to pull. But if that's true, then that's crazy.
Yeah, I've
that's
pulled insane. It up.
That means,
Adam,
that means they've brought that back again.
Yeah, Adam, I've got it. Furious families claim they're not allowed to see their dying relatives in hospital as COVID madness strikes Australia once again. Families claim they were unable to visit relatives at Melbourne's Box Hill Hospital. Hospital said visitors were allowed, but restrictions are in place due to COVID. Those with symptoms of COVID and close contacts will be banned from entering. One relative said Victoria needed to catch up with the rest of the world. You know, the funny thing is I had to go to the doctors for an infection in my foot the other week, and it's a small hub where there's a whole heap of things happening. And they were still doing the masks and the temperature check. Anyway, that was the first time, and I just walked past it, and I'm not taking any part of it, and it didn't go any further. The second time, I had to get a follow-up, and they'd taken the mask thing away, but they're still doing the temperature check. I said, no, I'm not interested, I don't need to do it, and walked in. And anyway, that little girl gets to the front counter, rings up the front counter, and says, that man didn't let me take a temperature check. Anyway, so I'm chatting to the old lady there, so she would have been the same age as me, 52, 55, somewhere around there. And I said, does any of this make sense? And I said, if I'm sick, what are you going to do? I've come to the doctors, so I've got a temperature. That's why I'm coming to the doctors. Not that I had a temperature. I said, does that make sense? What, are you going to serve me outside? What for the last 40-odd years you've been in this industry for? People who are sick come to doctors and hospitals. What's the point of taking my fucking temperature? The doc will do that. Does it make any difference that she takes it? And if she takes it back there at the front door, she's gone right up close to me where I could just over the top of it. None of this makes sense. But she just went along with it. She said, oh, yeah, but, you know, you've got to understand that I could take this home to my my young kids. I said, it doesn't even exist. And did you do that 3 years ago before COVID? No. Think, people, think. Oh, my God. Fuck, I can't wait for these fucking jabs to really take effect, Adam. I really can't. Oh, I cannot wait. Now, speaking of still being here and it's not going away anytime soon, they've announced that Queensland's fourth wave will peak in middle of December. It's really good that they really know this stuff ahead of time. It's just amazing.
They've got the crystal ball.
Yeah, it's. I want lotto numbers. Is what I want. They can do this. I want lotto numbers. Now, to say that the death thing, I'm going to change for a second. Say the death cipher is still there. So China had that one death, and they put it in that paper today. That's to remind you that you can die from COVID. Okay, so again, just keeping it there that you can die from COVID. So is it Queensland's turn for the Christmas lockdowns? Melbourne's was year one. You guys were year two in northern suburbs and Sydney. Are they going to do something to Queensland, notably just Brisbane to southeast Queensland, in the middle of December? Keep in mind, it's very hot up here in December. You don't get many viruses up here because, you know, that happens when you're cold and run down. Lack of sunshine, completely opposite conditions. So it makes no sense for there to be so many cases. And anyway, you guys got shut down on very few cases last year anyway. But now we've got 10,000. Why aren't we being locked down? I mean, it makes no sense. Come on, wake up, people. But I said this last year, will Queensland's turn be this December? And we're just a matter of weeks away to see if they really do something nasty to us. But they do keep out coming on it and saying that, no, we're not doing lockdowns. We're not doing mandatory masks. We've got to learn to live with it. So I'm hoping, cross fingers, that's the line they'll toe. But will they bring something out that just goes, no, something's happened. Boom. We wait and see. But there is another lockdown coming. But I just feel, Adam, that whatever they go lockdown with this time, one, there's going to be something massive change from 10,000 to 20,000 cases a day because we're already at that. Okay, cool. Yep. I also had a boop noise as if we got disconnected. So Adam, I'm just wondering whether or not Queensland's turn comes up. But back to my point that I still believe, one, they just couldn't go with, considering Sydney at one stage had 20,000 and you weren't locked down. We've had up to 10 to 15,000 not locked down. They're going to have to do something lots different to then argue for a lockdown or argue for mandatory masks. So we'll wait and see. But I just think that SARS virus for 2025 is where we might go back to the lockdowns. Or if people really start dropping like flies from these jabs, that might cause them. They need something different. So we wait and we watch.
Well, of course, if there's a lot of people start getting sick and dying, then it's really going to seem like a pandemic, isn't it? And yeah, those are too stupid and scared to put two and two together. And then the media scare you that it's another variant or something. Yeah, of course. We keep saying that the vaccines trigger the real pandemics. Mm. And that's how it's always run, always. But it's unbelievable that this horror movie in your state, this as I said last Halloween, I don't need a Halloween night. I just need to look at Anastasia Palaszczuk. What a horror story this one is. To bring in a lighting system and put it straight away on amber, I mean, what nonsense. So, I mean, even the child-killing Brad Hazzard, because he's a child killer and he's a murderer, and same with a lot of them, even he's saying we're not going back to the masks or those days or the lockdowns. We're just not doing it. But the guy, Mark McGowan in Western Australia, he's considering bringing back masks. So it's different wherever you go, but it's still there. They're still spooking people, but that's what they're saying here. They're not going to. So what's their next move? Which is very interesting to me. It's and I think it's just making people feel uneasy. They're just not sure where to go. It's even making me uneasy because I'm wondering. I'm looking at this big meeting they just had in Indonesia. From what the article I put up, they said they had this big meeting where they've all agreed on some kind of digital vaccination passport thing for traveling to all around the world. So obviously is what we've been saying, people don't want it. Well, they're going to start enforcing all this stuff, you know, and that's why we keep saying buckle up, you know. I think that it's 2023 next year, they want to get this locked and loaded. They don't want any loose ends here. I think we're going to start seeing them pushing, but locking down again. I mean, the whole vaccine, the whole jab issue is even confusing to me because even the government now are coming out and recommending any more jabs for people under 30 or whatever it is, you know. And in a lot of countries, this is happening. And they're admitting a lot of injuries and a lot of deaths. The vaccine compensation system is going to blow out. I mean, it really is in your face now. Any Joe Blow next door, no matter how thick-headed and how much coffee in the morning they watch, should really at this point in time basically have a basic understanding that those things are either going to severely fuck you up or kill you. And so most people would know now. So it seems to me that most people are not going to keep getting those jabs. But as we keep saying, they're making facilities to manufacture them. It is such bizarre days. And now they're having meetings in Indonesia that you've got to be vaccinated to travel again after all that's been taken out? Are they going to bring back the QR coding again? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Where are they going with this? It just looks like it's the wrong way around.
Yeah, everything they've been doing has been the tests.
Yeah, they've definitely been testing.
It's going to be very interesting where they do go.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Adam, where are they going with this whole electric cars thing? You look at the electric cars and you see all these people commenting on the meme that it takes seeing electric cars blowing up and catching on fire all the time. And now here in Queensland, we're putting up 1,600 stations for refueling the electric cars, or for reducing them up, whatever you want to call it. And people are saying, well, hang on a second, wouldn't you do that would Shell have to do their own? Why are you providing Queensland government? Why are you providing these? Why at the taxpayers' cost? Absolute fair call. But this electric business, I tell you what, I wonder where this is going within the space of we're just talking years, because as we know, there was calls for basically, fossil fuels to be just basically banned straight up by 2030, if not earlier. So it's interesting to see where they're going to go with electric. And how are you going to produce enough electricity if you don't have the coal? Because the wind's not going to do it. The solar's not going to do it. There's just so much that's just not going to do it. So there's no thought here from people. It's just the Greens leading that fear. And yeah, we've got to get rid of it. We've got to get rid of it. This is an enclosed system, people. It works perfectly fine, but they won't tell you how it exactly works. And hence why I just saw this bullshit. And apparently there's meant to be free electricity. We know how this actual dome system works. There is actually free electricity abundantly, but they're not going to let you know that, because that would not help enslave you and pay those high electricity costs.
Yeah,
and
no, by the way, energy,
I just
yeah.
spoke. Yep. I just spoke with someone today who works over in Mexico, and they're pushing out that much oil at the moment. It's not funny. The Ukraine war has jack shit to do with fuel prices. Jack shit. Not one bit. I know personally someone who works down the wharves here in Brisbane. And he told me when it first happened, 6 months or so ago, he said, mate, this is crap. We've got that much fuel backlogged. It's not funny. It is just, and then Shell come out and go, oh, yeah, we just had record profits. Yeah, we know. We can see the fucking, the price on the friggin' on the fuel. Unbelievable. This is just all mockery.
Yeah, it's all orchestrated, manufactured. They're withholding everything. Yeah, it's pretty clear.
I got something a bit unusual. I was speaking to a guy at the gym yesterday. Mind you, let me say this. Anyone out there that presses weights, this kid's 24. He's 148 kilos. Yeah, he's overweight, but he's in a comfortable overweight because he's a tall guy and thick. He can bench press 300 kilos for 4 reps. Like anyone that knows weights, that is just phenomenal. And he's a natty. I actually know him personally. He's a natty. He then starts telling me he's doing some caring. Get ready for this, Adam. Do you want to know where your tax dollars are going? His caring, he does 24-hour blocks with 2 autistic kids for a lady who's in a wheelchair and is not mentally all there, so she does need the help. She gets 24/7 care of her 2 kids. She's in a wheelchair but can stand up. But she gets 24/7 care of her kids weekdays at $72 an hour to pay someone. And let me just do the maths on that for you, right? Is you do a 24-hour shift multiplied by 72, you get paid $1,728 for the shift. That happens 5 days a week. Adam, get ready for this one. The 2 weekend shifts, if you do them, you get paid $3,000 per shift. That's where your money's going, people. Now, I'll just do the $72 by 24 hours equals per day times $365 days. She is on nothing less than $630,000 from the NDIS every year. Throw in the weekends and throw in possibly she's on some more money for other things because that's only to pay for her carers. That wouldn't pay, say, for doctor's visits or a new wheelchair or whatnot. We're talking, this is happening every day around Australia. There's tens of thousands of carers. The money being dished out by the NDIS is in the billions and billions per year. It is crazy. If you're a carer out there, you've got a Cert 3 and 4, go get the money. You might as well, because otherwise someone else is going to get it. Mate, I was blown away. $3,000 for the shift.
Bloody hell, I'm in the wrong job.
Wrong. And, mate, he does two. He's earning between $5,000 to $9,000 a week, right? He's only got to do the three, which he does every weekend, and he normally gets at least one other. Just those two shifts alone, 4-7. Just okay, admittedly, it's 48 hours worth of work. So he's working 48 hours where he can't go and do what he wants to do. But the rate of pay is just mind-blowing. And then the rate these people
Are getting... Does he work in a centre or something? Where does he work?
Goes to their place.
And what includes,
that includes if the boys want to go out... And he can go and take them out and play tennis, 10-pin bowling. That's standard all the time because I know other carers where they go, oh, I'll say, what do you got on for work today? And I use the word work loosely, and this Matt guy would laugh at me. And he goes, well, I'm going to play tennis with such and such in the morning. Then we're going to go and do this, and then we're going to do that. Mate, his life was just, like, just cruisy as. But admittedly, some of these ones you look after, because the wife was a carer for a good 5 years, she had some non-verbal ones and ones that you literally had to look after. And then you've got the and you don't get paid well in those situations. And then you've got aged care where you just don't get paid well, which the wife did for, I think, 6 or 12 months. Oh, that's the pits. It's seriously mainly just dementia patients. Mum died of dementia. You know, I don't wish that on anybody. But you're cleaning up shit literally every shift, every day. You never literally not clean up shit on any of your shifts. So it's a terrible industry, and we've made it worse by all the drugs we're giving people, all the vaccines, all the poisons in our food, our water, the skies they're spraying. It's amazing that some of us are still standing and have half a brain left, quite frankly.
Crikeys. I have.
Oh, and sorry.
You're right.
The vaccine set up, you know, the next pandemic, the AIDS was caused by a vaccine given to gay people in the late 70s in America to make it out as if gay people got AIDS. No, they got attacked their immune system by the vaccines.
Well, yeah, and we've covered that a lot too. And there was experimental hepatitis B vaccines given to homosexual men in San Francisco, New York, and other parts. But also at that time in the 80s, the lifestyle that the poofs were living was disgusting. Drug addicts, unprotected anal sex, bad lifestyle, bad environment, bad everything, you know. And so a lot of them were just sick, you know. And then, of course, it got to the point where they scared them that there was this AIDS virus going around, and they would go to the doctor for a test or whatever, and they'd tell them that you have HIV. And, of course, the drugs that they put them on really mimicked those symptoms anyway. And you know, if you want to believe in AIDS, that's what they gave them through the drugs. So it was actually the drugs. Because, of course, this went on in Africa and large parts and poor nations where they went in there and said these people who are starving and can't put food in their bellies and who can't get access to clean water, well, suddenly you've got AIDS and we're going to ship in all these HIV drugs through your governments. It's going to cost billions of dollars. And they started taking these drugs and, of course, it made them sick. And then they got AIDS and died. So it was really the drugs, the HIV, the anti-HIV viral drugs that they got people on that was the main reason for that. But of course, going back, looking at the lifestyle of these these poofs over there in the US, if you're going to look at that, yeah, bad lifestyle, bad lifestyle, very, very unhealthy, you know, an extreme unhealthy way of living and just being sick because they've got such bad systems, you know, and being told that they've got something that didn't exist, exactly what they're doing today. So, you know, someone's not feeling great or might feel like they've got a bit of a flu-y thing or a bit of a cold or whatever. I was just speaking to my guest the other day, Shannon Rowan.
She said,
can you hear me now? Can you hear me? I think the listeners can hear me.
Oh, you're very patchy, mate. You're very patchy.
Patchy again? What about now?
Lost ya.
Lost me, hang on. Oh, boy. Now?
Yeah. Patchy? Come back. Come back.
Am I back?
Gotcha.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, you're back.
I was just talking to Shannon Rowan the other day. She's in California. And she was just saying that it suddenly got really cold there and she got a cold. And so, you know, sometimes you don't feel well, but I guess they're going down now and they're giving them these tests and they're telling them they've got COVID.
Yep.
But you don't have COVID because COVID isn't real.
Correct.
There is no COVID virus. There's no COVID-19 virus. It isn't real. There are no variants. There are no bioweapons. There's nothing that were released from Chinese laboratories. They're not mucking around in bio labs that they could release infections and plagues, and they're splicing them. None of it's real. If you're not well, it's just that you're because your body is going through a cleanse.
Correct.
It's pushing out some junk. It's a real basic fucking thing, folks. but you know, you can imagine, Jason, gay men or poofs over there in the US at that time, and when they had the AIDS scare, and if you know, and they were having this debaucherous, unprotected anal sex and bad drugs and everything, and they were feeling sick and going to the doctor, and the doctor was telling them they've got HIV. Well, it would scare the hell out of them. And they would create that belief in their minds. That's the spell. That's the big spell that the medical system have over the individual as a patient. When the doctor diagnoses you and tells you that you have this and you have to get this treatment and that treatment, otherwise you're going to die or whatever it is, and you believe it, then that's where they get you so much. You don't you know, this is such a powerful thing we've been discussing on so many podcasts. And how they do this and the trickery they use. But it is crazy, yeah. But these sneaky vaccines, it's been going on for a very long time, happened with many of these so-called outbreaks, you know. And of course, here you go again, the same system, mate. Unbelievable to me, you know, what's going on. Just quickly going back as well to what you were saying there, I was discussing this with Shannon Rowan as well because she was bringing up the electric cars. Of course, they're pushing that now in all our cities. And some of the other guests who live in Canada were saying this, how are you going to fucking do that? How are you going to make people have an electric car across vast areas of Australia? Like, are they going to put those stations everywhere out in the outback? And
yes.
How are you going to go down the coast for a few hours? Like, I think Amanda Vollmer was saying, you live in Canada. It's separated by vast distances and huge lakes. And the other thing is, how are electric cars green when you're using massive amounts of electricity to charge those batteries? Also, when you're driving that car, you're getting charged with so much dirty electricity.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Which is – you don't even want to be in one of those cars, mate, because it is bombarding you with dirty electricity. Also, I saw another video of a guy – I can't confirm it, but apparently this guy was away for quite a period of time and he put his Tesla car in a parking garage. And when he came back, the inside of the car was rotting like garbage. I don't know what that means, but also in Florida, because of the salt water and the storms, it was setting the car batteries on fire. And the police and the firefighters were saying it just takes them ages to get these fires out, right? So the salt water getting into the battery was causing fires in the battery. And what I'm asking is, what are people going to do who live on the coast in Australia? Because if you live on the Sydney coast, the salt air is so dense that it causes everything to rust. And so your car's going to, and your stuff around your house is going to rust a lot worse than it is going inland, where they don't get a lot of rust. So are people asking themselves these questions? And are they asking themselves these questions? I don't think they are. People are just jumping in and getting these electric cars because they're fancy looking. And this is insane to me, but maybe their ultimate plan is not to have travel outside of cities. Maybe that's where the smart rails are going to come in. You know, I could see that. Maybe you're just allowed to have an electric car inside city areas in green zones, but you just won't be able to travel up and down the coast anymore. But it's a harebrained and stupid idea.
Oh, 100%. And Adam, just to what that dirty electricity is doing to you, just back on microwaves, I think I've spoken about this before, but microwaves, I haven't used one in like 10 years. There is one outside my house because some others do use from time to time. I'm like, I have not used one in over 10 years. I had a lady who left her wedding ring where the microwave was but hadn't been there for 6 months. She found it, put it on her finger. Within a week, she had a burnt around her finger. Get rid of your microwaves if you've got them. Don't buy a Tesla car. Mind you, my brother-in-law bought a Tesla car, and because of the madness of not being able to get cars, actually sold it for more than he bought it for within 6 months.
That's a good idea.
Unbelievable.
And they're recalling them, aren't they, Jason, as well? They're recalling thousands of the cars because of steering problems in Australia. So just nothing but problems. Crazy anyway.
Hey, Adam, I do need to shoot, but I want to shoot with this last thing. Someone tagged me in. Everything you see on TV is a scripted performance with the purpose of shaping your worldview to benefit the powerful interests running the show. Operation Mockingbird is not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's all scripted. It's all scripted, people.
It's all scripted. Yeah. I was just trying to find one that someone put up on our Telegram channel. We have a Kras Files Chat Telegram channel there. And this one was great that someone posted. Just a comment here. It says, observation based on having worked with thousands of people over the past 15 years, one reason of their suffering and their unhappiness in life was that they pursued desires and goals that were not their own, but based on social, cultural, parental, and conditioning or trauma responses. And that kind of ties in with what you're saying there, that we're not living our own lives based on what we think and what we believe and where we want to go. We're living our lives based on conditioning that's coming from the TV screens and what the governments are saying. And that is not your life. And that's why people are possibly reading that so unhappy in their lives and depressed and stuff, you know, because you're not living your dreams and your goals and you're not creating your belief systems. They're being spoon-fed to you. You know, and that's not obviously the way to go, is it?
Nope.
Good stuff, buddy. We're just on our hour there today. That's perfect. That's perfect. I've got to go and do some pickups. Just stay there while I stop the recording. I'll edit out those bits that we got interfered with anyway, and I'll put this up tonight and send it through to you on your messenger, buddy, so you can share it with your friends and get that message out to people. And we love people sharing the podcast and getting the conversation going. And as I said, contact us anytime through the website. Always plenty to discuss, folks. And we'll be back. Got a few more podcasts coming up this week, and I'm sure Jason will be jumping on with me again next week. So get on to krasfiles.com to find out all the latest news and podcasts going up, and have a good rest of the week, buddy. I'm sure you'll have more to say about 5 minutes after we hang up today. You'll be like, I missed this because there's so much going on.
Trust me, I got a lot of screenshots that didn't go through.
I know. We'll go through those next week. So
no worries.
Stay safe and we'll chat again soon. And thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back again on the next one. Take care.